A labor union that represents meatpacking, grocery, and health workers in Indiana is calling for hazard pay and mask requirements at work. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks reports it's part of a broader effort to enforce national workplace health and safety standards amid the pandemic.
The United Food and Commercial Workers Union held an online news conference where it called for increased pay and safety requirements to be enforced. It would also like larger companies to put data on workers affected by COVID-19 on a national public registry. Dennis Medborn works at a Tyson Foods plant in Logansport. He says despite mandatory mask wearing and plexiglass barriers, he was one of the roughly 900 workers there who tested positive for the virus.
By the time most of these things were done, it was too late to have an impact. If it had been sooner, maybe I wouldn't have gotten sick.
The union says in the meatpacking industry alone, nearly 100 of their members across the country have died from COVID-19, and another 5,000 have tested positive or are symptomatic. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.